All right, welcome to today's analysis of oat milk products. I'm Mike Adams here in the Brighteon.com studios. And of course, I am a published scientist. I'm the founder of CWC Labs. And we have completed ICP-MS analysis of all of the most popular oat milk products. And we're going to show you some shocking things today. Probably some things that maybe you thought were true and turns out not to be true. And then some things that you didn't know about that are pretty surprising. So let's start with one really basic fact in all of this, which is that oat milk, when people think of oat milk, they mostly think of, let's say, oats that are soaked and then blended, and then they're put through a strainer, and the liquid that comes out would be oat milk, right? That's the way most people think about it, and maybe there's some salt added. But did you know that almost all of the oat milk products here that I have on my desk, and we'll go through these one by one, almost all of them, except for our own oat milk product and the two others next to it, which we'll talk about, most oat milk products are actually made with thickeners. Gelatin gum is the number one ingredient, but some are made with carrageenan. And then the thing that makes them look more white is none other than white chalk in the form of calcium carbonate. So if you could show camera four, I've got a sign here on a chalkboard that actually shows you, there it is, chalk is calcium. So if you take white chalk and you throw it in a blender, which we shall do here, and you blend that up, then you are making the base of what's in a lot of oat milk products. So let's go ahead and blend that, and I'll show you what I mean. Here we go. All right, now we take the result, check it out. Doesn't that look very similar to the oat milk that you buy in the store? That's because those oat milks are made with chalk, calcium carbonate. See, I mean, it even looks like it, and there's no oats in here at all. So you're drinking chalk milk for a lot of these products, chalk milk, but they call it oat milk. Now, of course, there's more oats in it than chalk, but there's still, like, why would you put chalk in oat milk? And the answer is so they can claim higher levels of calcium, because indeed chalk is calcium carbonate. So it's a form of calcium that has very low bioavailability, and it's a form that's great for goats or, you know, maybe farm animals, but unless you're going, bah, as a farm animal all day, what are you drinking chalk for? What are you drinking calcium carbonate for? Doesn't make any sense, in my view, as a nutritionist, to feed yourself or your children calcium carbonate. Now, fortunately, on the top of the view there, you see those three products on top. It's Califia organic oat milk. What's the other one? It's oat milk from the Malk company out of Austin, Texas, no less. And our product from our store, healthrangerstore.com, those three contain no calcium carbonate. And out of the store-bought oat milk products, the oat milk, M-A-L-K, is by far the simplest in its ingredients. I think it's just oats, water, and Himalayan salt. And that's it. And that's kind of what I expect. But that's not what's in a lot of the other products. So some of the products on the bottom row there, I think the Chobani, for example, contains rapeseed oil, which is canola oil. It's like, what? Why would you put seed oils in oat milk? And a lot of the other products contain things like sunflower oil. And you're thinking, why are they putting oil in oat milk? Because you would think it's just supposed to be oats, right? So, first thing I want to tell you is about the calcium carbonate that is in all the products on the bottom row there. They all contain calcium carbonate. Now, for the record and for all the lawyers out there, for all those companies, I'm not claiming that calcium carbonate is toxic. It's just put in there to make it look milky for the most part, and to add calcium. And it's a very low grade, super cheap form of calcium. Now, I know as a food scientist, but in conclusion, drinking calcium carbonate, you know, it's not going to cause acute health problems, just to be clear. But why would you want to be drinking it anyway? But I know as a food scientist that calcium is very often contaminated with lead. So I thought, hey, let's take all these products and let's test them in our ICP-MS food lab, where we've conducted over 13 years now. We've conducted well over 10,000 heavy metals tests. I think we are the private lab in the world that has done more food testing of raw materials and finished products than any other lab, even compared to the FDA. Nobody's done as much testing as we have that I'm aware of. Maybe Consumer Reports, but I doubt it. I haven't seen them doing as much as we do. Nevertheless, we've done an enormous amount of heavy metals food testing. And so I thought, hey, let's take all these products to our lab and let's find out, do they contain lead? Because they contain calcium carbonate, which is often in raw materials, it's often contaminated with lead. So I have the results here. And guess what they show? This might be surprise number one for you. Zero lead. So that's good news. None of the products that I tested here showed any levels of lead. And there are a couple of reasons for that. Number one, the calcium carbonate in these products is typically less than 2%. So if lead would be, let's say, you know, 1/1000th of the 2%, you know, that would drop it down to undetectable levels. Or maybe there's just no lead in the calcium in the first place. Maybe that's the case. So I want to give all these products a thumbs up for at least using calcium carbonate that does not show detectable levels of lead, at least in our laboratory. And we are using a triple quad ICP-MS system that is highly, highly sensitive. We can detect lead below one part per billion, for example. So I can tell you that these products, at least the ones we tested, I mean, I can't vouch for every other production lot, obviously, but this is a good sample. They contain essentially zero levels of lead. So if anybody out there is saying, hey, watch out for lead in oat milk, I would say, no, that's the wrong question. There's no lead in oat milk that I've seen. There's rapeseed oil in some of them. There's thickeners like gelatin in most of them. And there's calcium carbonate that maybe you don't want to be drinking in large quantities. So that's my food science response on that. But secondly, I also ran tests for aluminum. And this is interesting, a very interesting debate about aluminum, because a lot of people think that any level of aluminum in food products is crazy and dangerous and toxic and that it's a red flag. And I have argued for years that all foods contain aluminum. And the reason is because aluminum is highly present in the soil. And so your body, and also the bodies of other mammals, have natural mechanisms to eliminate aluminum, because aluminum is toxic to your neurology. Something's fizzing over here. Something's growing, probably from Jane Ruby's sample. Oh, I'll look at that in a minute. I'm hearing a weird sound. Maybe the chemtrails fallout is taking shape. We're gonna look at that later under a microscope, but that's a separate video. Anyway, a lot of people think that aluminum is, it's a red flag in foods, and it's really not. Now, there could be levels of aluminum that would be really, really high, like, let's say, you know, 10 parts per million or something, that I would find to be alarming. But I also, I want to tell you, I've done the testing again, ICP-MS testing on all these products, and they all have aluminum in them, but none of the aluminum levels are anything that I would be concerned about. And I'm like Mr. Clean Foods, you know, I'm all about the cleanest foods. I want foods that are free from heavy metals, free from pesticides, herbicides, you name it. I've been this way for, you know, 25 years. And I'm going to read for you the aluminum levels that were detected in these products, but with the caveat up front that none of these aluminum levels are, in my view, and I'm one of the top industry experts in this space, none of these levels are alarming to me at all. I would not hesitate to consume any of these products due to the aluminum levels that I'm about to read for you. In other words, you're going to find higher levels in green beans. You're going to find aluminum in apples. You're going to find aluminum in, you know, fresh produce, the herbs that you grow at home in your home garden. They're going to have higher levels of aluminum than this, because this is mostly water, by the way, right? It's like water and oats and rapeseed oil and thickener and chalk. Like, you know, for the most part, that's what you're getting. But aluminum is not a problem. So the Planet Strong product, we're going to start on the left. The Planet Strong product there, 815 parts per billion. So not even one part per million, okay? No concern with aluminum. And again, zero lead. The Chobani product, the next one over that has the rapeseed oil in it, which I still find funny, 849 parts per billion. Okay, and then Planet Oat, that one, 827 parts per billion aluminum. The Oat Mu'ala, which is a fun name, has only 425 parts per billion. And then Califia Farms, which is up top, that does not have calcium carbonate in it, the aluminum levels there are only 380 parts per billion, which is very low. Let's see, the Oat Malk from Austin is 853 parts per billion aluminum. Again, no red flags, no concerns at that level. Planet Oat Original, back on the bottom row, is 485 parts per billion. And the 365 Whole Foods oat original oat milk product there, 1,554 parts per billion of aluminum. Now, that is up to, let's say, four times higher aluminum than Califia Farms. And yet, I would still say that the Whole Foods brand does not have any alarming levels of aluminum at, you know, 1,554 parts per billion, which is 1.5 parts per million. That is not a concern. Not in my view. Not, I don't think any food expert, I don't think any food science person would say that that's a dangerous level of aluminum or even an unusual level of aluminum. But it is four times higher than the lowest level, which is in the Califia product. So what I've seen some, you know, so-called food activists do is they'll post tweets and they're like, you know, Whole Foods, 400% more aluminum than Califia oat milk. So, oh my God, 400%. And everybody will freak out, 400%. But they never say, well, what's the base? Like 400% of what? I've seen this numerous times. And it's a clickbait tactic to do that. And I don't play those games. I give it to you straight. I'm giving you the results. And I'm telling you, as just an honest food science guy, the health ranger, I've been doing this for like 25 years. I'm telling you that there are no concerning levels of aluminum in any of these products. And people can like twist it around, oh, 400%. And they can create scare stories and they can, you know, get all kinds of clicks and likes. And people will repeat that all over social, 400%. And I'm telling you, it's bullshit. That it's complete bullshit. There's no problem with the aluminum in these products. The problem, if you were to ask me, is I don't want to be drinking calcium carbonate all day long. So that brings us to our product, which is in the pouch up there, which is a powder that contains only one ingredient. And this is our oat milk product from healthrangerstore.com. I'll bring it up. And yes, I mean, you could say, yes, we have a competing interest in this because we have a competing product, but not really because our product's not in the grocery stores, okay? It's on our website, healthrangerstore.com. And it's not a liquid. It's a powder, and it has only one ingredient, and that's oats. So here it is. Show my screen. Organic oat milk powder, 12 ounces. There it is. It makes a lot of oat milk. You add the water. You blend it in. You stir it up. So if you want to make our product more like store-bought products, you could add chalk to it yourself. I mean, I'm saying that satirically, obviously. You wouldn't want to drink chalk, but you are drinking chalk if you're buying, you know, most of those other products. So maybe don't do that. I mean, your choice. But yes, we have a competing product that has the simplest ingredients of all. And then the next best product is the oat malk, which is available in grocery stores and our product is not. So if you're shopping for oat milk at a grocery store and you want it to be pre-made and you want it to be a ready-to-go liquid that does not have calcium carbonate in it, does not have rapeseed, and doesn't have fillers and thickeners, then that's your product, malk, oat malk, which is a funny name. And I think is it organic or is it non-GMO project verified? Anyway, that's the one to check out. And Califia Farms is actually also a really good product as well. So again, I'm just being honest with you. I'm saying good things about all these products. None of them have concerning levels of lead. None of them have concerning levels of aluminum. And I'm saying even better things about those two products on top. They don't have calcium carbonate or the rapeseed oil or anything like that. And then I'm also presenting our product as another option if you want a powdered form that you just add your own water. So that's the situation with oat milk. And I tried to represent what I think are the most popular products in retail. I may have left some out. You know, I apologize. If you're an oat milk company and I left you out of this, I didn't do that on purpose. I was just trying to buy what was most visible on the shelf. And if you represent one of these companies, then I think you're probably going to be pretty happy with this video, because I'm not here saying that there's anything in your product that is toxic or that is a red flag. It's just that there are different levels of quality and different ingredient formulations in these products. And I wouldn't drink anything on the bottom shelf personally, but that's just me, because I'm not a goat. I don't want to drink calcium carbonate. I would consume the three products on the top shelf. I would gladly consume any of those three. Those three are all okay with me. Thumbs up from the health ranger. Okay. And I know for sure Califia is organic. Let me check the malk. Let me see. Hold on. Yeah, the oat malk is certified organic. So yeah, that's awesome. So, you know, all three products on top are certified organic, including our product. The bottom line is, if you are consuming an oat milk product or an almond milk product, you need to check the ingredients. Almond milk, they do the same thing. They put calcium carbonate chalk in it. They put, some of them use carrageenan, some of them use thickeners, some of them, I've seen guar gum used. Some of them will put rapeseed oil or other kinds of oils. I've seen like weird stuff that maybe it's not acutely dangerous, but I wouldn't want to drink it. I've seen it in almond milk. I've seen it in oat milk. I've seen it in soy milk. I wouldn't touch soy milk personally because of the estrogen mimickers in soy, etc. But that's just my opinion. You do your own research. Make sure you check the ingredients labels. If you're not reading labels, you're swallowing unknown stuff. And why would you do that? I don't think anybody watching this would do that. If you're watching this, you probably are checking labels and making sure that what you're putting into your body is clean. And that's exactly what I encourage you to do. Now, if you want to help support us, shop at healthrangerstore.com, because there, everything that we sell is laboratory tested, and we've got a huge selection of products available at the store. Here's the homepage. You can go there. You can check out. Here we have organic dandelion leaf and root liquid extract. This is a brand new product. We've got an incredible assortment of nutritional supplements, superfoods, storable food, personal care products, all ultra clean. We don't use artificial fragrance. We don't use artificial colors. You know, Secretary Kennedy is about to ban food dyes in products. That doesn't affect us at all. We would never even use a food dye. We don't use GMOs. We don't use toxic, you know, fillers. We don't use synthetics. And almost everything that we sell is certified organic. And everything we sell is laboratory tested. And we conduct a variety of tests, not just heavy metals, but also glyphosate and E. coli, salmonella. For many products, we test for atrazine. For many products, we test for aflatoxins, etc. The list goes on, and we're adding things to that list all the time. So if you want ultra clean, laboratory tested foods and superfoods and supplements, shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. If you're at a grocery store, it's a minefield. Just be very cautious, read the labels and know what you're doing, and check back with me on brighteon.com, because we're going to be posting a lot more lab science videos about what's in your food. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger with naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Thank you for watching today. Take care. All right, we've got some really exciting new products at healthrangerstore.com, and I've got some on my desk I want to share with you. We have a new creamy tomato instant soup that's all certified organic, all laboratory tested, with incredibly clean, pristine ingredients. It's amazingly delicious. And I'd like to even show you, if you go to healthrangerstore.com and you click on the organic creamy tomato instant soup, if you scroll down to the ingredients, like look at this list. Organic heavy cream powder, okay? Real cream, not just artificial substitute garbage. Organic tomato powder, cheddar cheese powder, also organic, and butter powder, a little bit of guar gum for thickener, coconut sugar, slight amount of pink Himalayan salt. Again, onion powder, garlic powder, black pepper, number 60 mesh. That's just the size of the black pepper. And that's it. No artificial colors, no MSG, no yeast extract, everything's organic, except the salt, which of course is an inorganic crystalline structure. But everything's organic that can be organic. It's incredibly delicious. It's got a very long shelf life. We have it in number 10 cans, and we have it in these pouches. It's available now at healthrangerstore.com. And we're producing more ready-to-go food formulas. So not just the macaroni and cheese that we have that's been very popular, even hard for us to keep in stock, but also, you know, this tomato soup mix and much more coming. And that's cool. Can you show that side shot again? This is actually over here. This is these are pine needles under the microscope because I was just filming a microscope segment. Can you see that? And I'm zooming around the microscope. Look, check this out. We can even zoom in on these pine needles. I've got like this remote control microscope here. I have a whole nother segment on that if you want to see our new microscope and what we're doing with that. But we're using the best technology to look at food and to be able to, you know, find contaminants, not just visually with microscopy, but also, of course, with our ISO-accredited mass spec laboratory. So we do the heavy metals testing. We do the glyphosate testing. We do aflatoxin testing. We do E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold testing, and much more, in order to make sure that you are getting the cleanest food available anywhere on this planet. Our contaminated world is not a safe place to eat. It's like a minefield. And we help you navigate that minefield with laboratory-tested, ultra-clean, and certified organic foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements. Let me tell you about another one. We have green tea tincture here as well. And it's a non-alcohol formula. So it's certified organic. Here it is. Green tea tincture, naturally high in L-theanine, which is one of the, you know, miraculous molecules of green tea. And here you can read about it here. And it's a glycerin tincture as well. And green tea, of course, has EGCG and various catechins that have all kinds of amazing benefits for health. And I blend in a little bit of green tea into my smoothie as well. So, you know, on top of turmeric and on top of a whey protein and some of the other things that I use, because I'm powered by superfoods every single day. And then on top of that, we have this ultra delicious, we've got these new mango slices here. These are chewy, certified organic, laboratory tested mango slices called soft dried. And it's just right for a snack. And I'm drooling a little bit because these are better than candy. They're like, if you're craving candy bars or something, try some of these. It's the best snack that you could think of. These organic mango slices, just ready to go. You could toss them in a purse or a backpack. Excuse me, you can take them on an airplane. You can take them to work, whatever. And we've got apple slices as well, the same kind of format right here. Now, you know, these aren't inexpensive, but they're ready to go, and you don't have to go out to a store and slice them up and figure out how to seal them up and so on. These are just ready to go. So it's convenient but healthy food. It's fast food but incredibly healthy, organic, lab-tested, you know, super fruits, basically, at least the mango. So check all of that out at healthrangerstore.com. Enjoy these products. They have amazing taste. They are loaded with amazing nutrients, and they're subjected to all of our protocols of laboratory testing and, you know, analysis and contaminant testing for all kinds of different things that we do. Plus, they're certified organic. You're going to get the cleanest foods and supplements at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for supporting us here at brightown.com and naturalnews.com and healthrangerstore.com. And it's because of your purchases, by the way, that we can even afford to purchase things like this amazing microscope here that I'll be bringing you a whole slew of videos with microscopy that will just blow your mind. We're going to be looking at a lot of things. So a big public education effort here and a food safety education effort that's tied to the ability to be able to visualize at high magnification all kinds of foods and products off the shelf. So all that's coming, and thank you for your support. Again, green tea tincture, the organic tomato soup, we've got the mango slices, the apple slices, and so much more. Shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. You will love every bite. And remember, our motto is healing the world with clean foods. We want you to maximize your potential, to maximize your health and your longevity. And we believe that producing ultra-clean, verified, and incredibly delicious real food with no garbage, no fillers, no artificial colors, no MSG, none of that garbage, we believe that this is the way that we can help you pursue your purpose in life and stay healthy in the process. So thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the Health Ranger Store. Take care.